Good morning, sleepyheads. Welcome to Woodstock Book Talk. I'm your host, Martha Frankel. Devin Nunes's Deep Throat, LeVar Ball's publicist, and the executive director of Woodstock Book Fest. Each week I bring you the best writers and the books they've written. So glad you decided to come along for the read. I have a really fun show today. Later on, Leah Carroll will be in. She wrote a book called Down City, A Daughter's Story of Love, Memory, and Murder. It's about her mother's murder. It's wonderful. Michael Ruhlman did an interview with me last year at the Miami Book Fair, year before last, actually. Michael's the writer of How to Braise, How to Roast, How to Sauté. He wrote a book on eggs. He wrote a book on schmaltz. He has a book coming, and he wrote the book, Soul of a Chef. He has a book coming out in a couple of months called Grocery, The Buying and Selling of Food in America. I wanted to play this today because I want us to get excited about that next interview that I'm going to do with him. He's become my friend since that first interview, and I just love him. I love his books. Talking about friends, one of my best friends is Lola Cohn. She's been, for 30 years, she's been teaching at the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute. She wrote the book about Lee called The Lee Strasberg Notes. And she has a new book out called The Method Acting Exercises Handbook. And I have found this book to be really good at centering and calming me down before I have to do public speaking or even the radio show. Anyway, she came in and talked to me about her new book. That was fun. Lola's been teaching acting for over 30 years, teaching the method, which was the thing that Stanislavski and Lee Strasberg, Stanislavski started it, Lee Strasberg brought it to America. You know who Lee is. He played that great role in the Godfather 2. Paul's giving me the 2 number. In Godfather 2, that's right. He was in Cuba with Michael Corleone. But he was a great, great acting teacher. His students were Marlon Brando and De Niro and Al Pacino and Ellen Burstyn. And he's a great teacher. And Lola is his emissary to the world now. And her new book is called The Method Acting Exercises Handbook. Here's Lola explaining how we can bring method acting into our real lives.
But it does train the mind and the body to relax at will. And that's an incredible thing to have in your pocket. But for actors, we go one step further. We use the relaxation technique to create art, to become a character. So that Lee's philosophies were dedicated to solving the actor's problems. And one of the biggest problems is learning how to relax at will. How do you, with all your stress and tension, come to the theater and have to be in a Neil Simon play, free from your own problems and tension? So he developed a relaxation technique based on the ideas of Stanislavski, the great Russian, who was the founder of the Moscow Art Theater and was the greatest reformer for the art of acting. And Lee took his ideas and philosophies and created a system which we call the method. Stanislavski called the system.
Yeah, the system.
To train the mind, the body, and the emotions to create an imaginary reality at will. Not when you just feel like it and when inspiration comes down.
Right, at will. It's a really important thing because to turn on creativity at will is something that actors have to do. So, but before we talk about this, you know, a lot of people know Lee because he played the
Meyer Lansky
in The Godfather. But tell us about him as a person.
Well, Lee was extremely controversial. He was known to be aloof and stern. But when he came into my life, he had 2 young children, and he had softened. He was the teacher of so many of our great actors, Pacino, Ellen Burstyn, De Niro, Paul Newman.
Marlon Brando.
Stella's, although Marlon had a great respect for Lee. And he, James Grissom, one of your festival moderators, gave me the foreword to my book by Marlon, which I absolutely love. And so he came from, let's begin at the beginning. He came to America I think it was 1907. He was 7 or 8 years old, to the Lower East Side, and from a poor family, religious family, went to yeshiva and became interested in the theater in the early 20s. He joined the Christie Street Settlement House, an amateur group, and he fell in love with the theater and began to experiment with the great theater in Europe that he emulated, the work of Vakhtangov, Meyerhold, Stanislavski, Brecht, Jacques Coupeau, and he began to direct. And then someone at the Christie Street Settlement saw him and invited him down to the Theater Guild, where he became a stage manager and worked with the Luntz. There he met Harold Klerman and Cheryl Crawford, and they had this phenomenal idea to start a repertory theater, which, of course, is called the Group Theater and is still the only repertory theater that reached such heights. They won a Pulitzer Prize for Men in White, and it lasted about 8 or 9 years. And, of course, the great teachers came out of that theater: Stella Adler, Sandy Meisner, Bobby Lewis, Lee Strasberg. And they all had their different brands of the method. After that, the theater disintegrated. Some of the people in the group theater became very big stars, and the egos went their different ways, and then the theater disintegrated. And a few years later, the Actors Studio became the most important theater. Well, I wouldn't call it a theater group. It was a place where actors could come and work privately without the eyes of agents and managers and audience, so that they could develop their craft. And Lee became the artistic director till the end of his life. I think that was about 40 years worth of work, where he moderated sessions on Tuesdays and Fridays where great actors could come and work privately. So that was Lee. And then he began his film career. Al Pacino recommended to Coppola that Lee audition for Meyer Lansky, the part of Meyer Lansky.
He had to audition? I love that.
and not only that, he didn't think that his part was very important, and he didn't even want to be included in the credits.
Aww.
And if you see today, it's at the end. And he was nominated for an Oscar. He didn't win.
Yeah, he was amazing. I mean, he commanded that screen so well. So I'm here today with Lola Cohn. She's written two books about Lee Strasberg's teaching. One is the Lee Strasberg Notes, but the new one is called The Method Acting Exercises Handbook. And for all you actors out there, I mean, I can't imagine an actor not having this in their back pocket now. So tell us, you know, you've been teaching in Europe and in Russia. Tell us what that's like.
So exciting to be teaching internationally at this stage of my career. The thrill of my life was going to Russia, to Melchovo, where Chekhov wrote The Seagull and Uncle Vanya and The Cherry Orchard. And I directed a workshop production of The Seagull with Russians in Russia on the veranda of the family home. I mean, wake me up. I was just so thrilled.
Lola's also one of my best friends, so she sent tons of photos back, and it was really moving that, you know, there she was where Chekhov had written.
Jewish girl from Brooklyn goes to Russia and directs The Seagull. It was amazing, and the Russian actors are so full of passion and intellect and the love of the written word, and they're just amazing, wonderful people. And I just loved every minute of it. I also teach in Lisbon and in Milan and in Denmark and Copenhagen. And I'm going there in a few months to take part in the CPH stage, an international theater festival.
How exciting.
So it's wonderful.
And so tell us what you think the most important exercise an actor needs to do.
Aside from relaxation.
The relaxation exercises, you say that this is for actors, but you've taught me the relaxation thing. Before I started the book fest, you said, you know, I need to help you because you're breathing the wrong way. And even on this show, I think of it all the time, the exercises you taught me to relax. So they're life-changing.
Well, you must be in the present moment to act. All acting takes place in the actor's present moment and in the character's present moment. And if you're not relaxed, whatever you're thinking, the brilliant thoughts you have, the way you decided to create a character will not come through unless your muscles and nerves and your breathing are in sync and you learn to be in the present moment. And it's one of our most important exercises, if not the most important exercise, to put yourself in what Stanislavski called the creative mood.
You know, that's such a great thing. I mean, I've been reading the book, and I've also been thinking of how it can work for writers. Because to be creative on demand at will is really, really hard.
That's right. And what we go from there to explore our world of the senses. So that we begin with very simple exercises, eating a lemon, smelling a very strong smell. And
I like the cup of coffee exercise.
The coffee cup, where you learn how to use the five senses to create an imaginary reality, because that's what acting is, creating an imaginary reality at will, fulfilling the given circumstances. And so we enhance the senses and we practice sense memory, where we work with imaginary objects. Stanislavski called them objects in air. And those begin with very simple everyday tasks, and then we move on to what we call personal objects, where we use our own personal experiences and objects to create response to an object that we might be able to use in a scene, where we substitute our own personal realities and people, events from our own life, to inspire us and motivate us to create a character. So it's very complicated. It takes years to learn. We do one exercise a week, and we practice every day at home. They're presented to me in class. And, we go from the very simple to the more complex activities of creating what we call emotional memories, where that's a pinnacle exercise of the method, where you, and it comes very late in the training, where you recreate an event from your own life, either a tragic or joyful event that conditioned you, that made you who you are. And we have a very specific way of contacting that reality. And it's done one-on-one with the teacher. And then you learn how to repeat that, because one of the problems of the actor, a very big problem, is the problem of repetition. How do you inspire yourself each time to rise to the level of intensity of a scene? And we do that by using our own personal experiences. So it's demanding.
I'm thinking about when you see a play and you see it at the beginning and, you know, everybody's just so full of frisson and excitement. And then you go back a year later and the same actors are doing it and it can feel completely different, that they've changed and things have changed, but yet there's the same kind of through line. I love that.
Yes, and the actor has to create the inner life of the character, and they have to ask themselves, how am I like the character? How am I different from the character? And when you're different from the character, you have to supply the appropriate reality, or else it's just you up there, and that does not work.